Okay, hey guys, we're back. So we've been talking about, this is part three of our concert series. We didn't know it was going to have to be divided into three parts, but we have a lot to say. So we've been talking about the concert experience. And in the last episode, we talked about the impression that each one of the members made on us and what we thought of seeing them. Yes. So let's just kind of talk about, like, overall, how do you feel after attending a BTS concert?
I'm more sucked into their fandom called ARMY.
Yeah. Well,
I'm never going to give up on them.
Well, and I feel like for me, like, not once did I think this is the only BTS concert that I will go to. Like, I know for a fact, we're going to be going to more. Now, we did pay a lot of money for this concert.
But that's because we bought them from the timeshare.
I think it was season ticket holders.
Right.
So we paid like $1,000 a ticket. It's kind of ridiculous.
Now that we say that out loud, it sounds
It's crazy. But anyways, was it worth it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was worth it. Would I pay that much again? I think I would explore other avenues because we talked to people who were sitting behind us. They paid like $180 for their ticket. And they were one row behind us. So
we're
and we didn't get anything extra. Like, we didn't get sound check.
Yeah, maybe we'd be able to, like, go visit them.
Something. I thought maybe at least
a glance of them walking past us.
But one thing that I really want to say is I thought the crew did like a phenomenal job.
They really did.
Like, everything was very organized. I felt very safe.
I was like, I live here now.
I thought it was really good. And it was weird because the music was like so loud that you could feel the rumbling in your body. But like,
it felt like, but good. We still could, like, crazy.
Yeah.
It hyped you up even more. That's all.
And I thought there was a good balance in the show between, like, dancing, like, choreographed dancing, and then just, like, freestyle, having fun, you know? One thing I would love to see is I'd love to see, like, a video.
For them perform Cypher Part 4? Yeah.
I was going to say, I want a video of that show. Like, I want, like, I don't.
Like a full video.
Yeah, like a full video. Like, if Big Hit sold videos of the concert, I would so buy one. Because I want to see what I saw that night, since I obviously don't remember that much because I was so excited.
And then, see, I recorded a lot, and I regret recording that much. Like,
you wish you would have just experienced it.
But I think that that's good for your first concert. And if you plan on going again, like, then just don't, like, bring your phone, but, like, don't be recording, like, as much as I did. Like, I recorded every song, like, at least 75% of every song, and I was looking through my phone to make sure I had, like, the right angle.
Yeah.
Except for J-Hope's song and Idol. Those two, I was, like, crying, and I had my phone like this, so it was just, like, perfect. And then J-Hope's, I was just, like, going like this.
Okay, you have to remember, when you say like this, people can't see what like this is. You have to use like descriptor words. Like,
I was holding the phone in my hand and it was pointing to the stage while I was crying in my elbow.
Okay, good description. Okay, what else do I want to say? They also play different sets. So, like, the Wednesday show wasn't the exact same set as the Thursday show. Like, they did different songs.
And they played I Need You.
Oh, another thing that we did is, like, the subsequent nights, because, okay, so there was a Wednesday show, a Thursday show, a Saturday show, and a Sunday show. So we went to the Staples Center Saturday just to kind of, like, walk around and just be close to them, because, to be honest,
just their energy of being close to them.
Yeah, we figured out what hotel they were staying at, and this is kind of a different story, but we just went to their hotel as much as we could because we just wanted to be close to them. And, like, we weren't.
Maybe take a glance at them or something.
But anyway, so Saturday we went to the Staples Center because we didn't have tickets, but we wanted to be around them. We knew they were inside performing. And, like, you hung out with, like, a bunch of girls. And
that,
like,
was, like, the best. Like, BTS has given me, seriously, the most beautiful moments in life. Like, the concert, like, me being able to meet all those people there.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy for me. I was like, how else would I have met these people?
Yeah.
Like, BTS, like, helped me, like, get here. And, like, be able to meet these girls who didn't have tickets and who've never been to a BTS concert, but be able to, like, hang out with them. We were dancing outside. We were screaming, Yo, my dear! And, like, we were all just, like, crying when we... So, the security guards would sometimes open the curtain for us. And when the first time that they did it, we all, like, dropped onto our knees and started crying. Even though I'd already seen them, just, like, seeing them again and being, like, they're right there, like, made me cry again.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that feeling that you get when you see them. Like, I don't understand why more armies weren't crying. Like, I was, like, the only army, like, in our entire section that was, like...
Yeah, you were, like, crying a lot.
I know.
I didn't get, like, the crying sensation. I was... But, like, at the beginning, I did catch myself just, like...
Standing there.
Standing still, just staring. And I'm like, what are you doing? Wake up! Like, you need to start dancing.
I totally got the crying sensation.
Yeah.
Because, like, just, like, how much, like, BTS, like, has done for us. You know what I mean? Like, they've helped us.
Well, and I feel like not only what they've done for us, but, like, I'm so proud of them. Like, when I get emotional about BTS, it's because I'm so proud of them, because I know that they have worked tirelessly and endlessly to succeed, you know, as musicians, as artists, and they're doing it.
Can't call me
artists. And it's like, so many of us, we just all want to achieve our dreams. So when people do, it's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's the most beautiful moment in life. I need to buy that album. I'm just kidding.
So anyway, so I think we're going to cut now. And that's it for our concert experience. But in our next episode, let's talk about when we saw them at their hotel. That was pretty exciting.
Now that right there, like, made me, like,
and we
crap.
we have video footage of it too.
So if you don't believe us,
yeah, even though you can't really see them because they're in the cars.
Yeah, because but there's other army that saw them.
Yeah,
they're all screaming.
Yeah,
so it's not like a cosplay where they're just like driving, like there's just a car driving on the road. We're like, oh look, there's BTS. No, there's other army.
Yeah,
there.
And we saw Namjoon and Tae and Jimin, like, as clear as day.
I saw, like, the figures of Jin, Suga, and Jungkook. Like, I could tell that was them.
I could tell it was Jin. I saw the outline of Jin.
I barely saw Jimin, and I didn't even, like, really see Jimin and Jae because I started crying after I saw.
Oh my
the first
god! You gotta stop crying.
I can't. I, like, don't cry.
Oh, wait,
right after
save it.
When I
save it. Save it. Okay. Let's talk about it in the next thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So thanks for listening. And again,
and I'm a crybaby.
This was part three in our concert series. And yeah. So next time we're gonna talk about seeing BTS in their car. Talk to you later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.